A little over 2 years ago, I interviewed Dr. Oscar Macchione, assistant professor of piano at UTEP, for the very first time. And he has been quite busy, and in fact, he has just released his first solo CD titled Mostly Tangos, Piano Music from the Americas. Welcome back. It's so good to see you again, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
When did you start recording this CD?
I recorded this CD in the summer of 2006.
Okay.
Through a University Research Institute grant from UTEP.
Ah, where did you record?
I recorded in NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, Studio M, which is where they record Performance Today, St. Paul's Sundays.
Wonderful.
So it's a big studio.
Lots of nice energy in the room.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful venue to record.
And how long did it take you to complete the project from start to finish on the recording?
Just the recording, 2 days.
2 days?
Yes,
that's incredibly short.
I went there one day. I recorded for about 6 to 8 hours, and the following day for about 5 hours, and then I left. And then I came back from 1 day just to do the editing and mastering. So I came back later, you know, a few months later after I listened all the tracks and everything.
Okay.
And I went back just to do some editing, and then that was it.
My gosh, I'm stunned. That seems to me to be incredibly compact as far as your time at the keyboard.
Well, when you have a budget and you need to adjust to the budget.
Yes, so okay. Now I understand.
Now you understand.
Yes.
I had a budget. I have certain amount of money. Yes. You know, I was awarded by the URI from UTEP. And so I figured out, well, I can, you know, paying the trip and, of course, the use of the studio and the engineering and everything,
mm-hmm.
I can record basically, you know, 15, 16 hours, and that's it.
Okay.
So I need to be done an hour CD in 2 days recording, which is pretty standard, but it's very, very tight. Usually
yes.
It takes some people take more than 2 days to record
yes.
a 1 hour CD. So I was under a lot of pressure to finish because
wow.
I had a budget. And I couldn't really over the budget.
I'm going to double back and double the congratulations there.
It's
like an Olympic record there. Now, you are a native of Argentina, of
correct.
Course, and the tango predominates my idea of Argentine music, Piazzolla, some of the other wonderful composers. You say Villa-Lobos, I say Villa-Lobos.
Yes.
But
I say Villa too in Argentina, but here I say Villa. I don't know why I changed
well,
it.
Well, it's all right. How did you select the pieces that you recorded?
This is a program I've been playing already for a few years, on and off, and mixing,
okay.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Different pieces from this program into different programs. And I thought that it was time to do a recording.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the title is mostly tangos. Not all the pieces in the CD are tangos, but yes, the majority. I would say, you know, 70% of the pieces recorded are tangos.
Mm-hmm.
And from composers from the United States and Argentina. And I also include some other pieces by Mexican composer and by also Brazilian composer.
Did any one of them just give you fits trying to get it right?
Few of them.
Yeah.
The Tango by Barber is a very demanding piece because he composed that piece for piano 4 hands.
And
what he did later, a year later, after he composed that piece for 4 hands, he put those 4 hands into 2 hands.
But it felt like 3 hands.
Well, he never took any notes out.
Oh.
So everything that is played by 20 fingers in the first version now needs to be played by only 10. And I play both mm-hmm. versions, the 4 hands version, also the 2 piano versions, and the solo version. And really, he doesn't take out any notes. So it's very demanding. It's very, you know, technically, it's very difficult to do all that with 2 hands. What was meant to be played by 4 hands.
Do pianists ever slam Gatorade while they're playing? I just have to wonder.
Well, a lot of coffee will make it.
get a tremolo going.
Right.
I don't think that works on the piano.
It's a beautiful piece, but it's very demanding.
Oh, I imagine.
And also the Piazzolla, the Adios Nonino, which is an arrangement of Brazilian composer Laércio de Freitas. He took Piazzolla's quintet and arranged that for solo piano. and it's very unpianistic. It doesn't feel pianistic, you know, technically. So there are many passages that are not difficult but are very awkward for the hands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to get them right because they weren't meant to be played just at the piano, you know, just by a pianist.
Yes.
So again, it's not that it's difficult, but it's very awkward to play some of those passages.
Talk to me a little bit about the history of the tango and whether or not it began as specifically a composition for piano.
Well, at the very beginnings, you know, in Argentina, the tango was performed by usually by an ensemble, guitar, flute, violin, and bandoneon, of course,
mm-hmm.
which is the primary instrument for tango, which is a little bit bigger than the accordion, and it doesn't have any keyboard, just has only buttons in both sides of the instrument.
Okay.
So you need to imagine an accordion a little bit bigger and only buttons, no keyboard at all.
Okay. So it evolved basically into being something pianists would attempt.
Right. Then you know, it evolves as they start to add more instruments and create what they call the tango orchestras,
mm-hmm.
and start to incorporate the piano, more string instruments, and sometimes you have 3-4 bandoneons playing together. So some of these orchestras, typical mm-hmm. orchestras of tango, they could be very large, and usually includes piano, bandoneon, one or more, and strings.
Okay.
Now, what Piazzolla did, because Piazzolla is modern tango, it's called nuevo tango, new tango. He incorporated electric guitar, drums into his orchestra. So he really played with a quintet that was bandoneon, piano, violin, bass, and electric guitar, usually. That was the basic formation of his quintet.
Interesting. Do you dance?
No. I took few dance lessons, and I wish I could
really?
I could dance. It's one of my projects. I need to learn how to dance tango because I like it.
You do like it, and you do feel drawn to.
Well, it's funny because when I grew up in Argentina, tango, you know, was for old people, was for older people, and all the new generation will never think, or my generation, you know, from the 80s, 90s, will never think about dancing tango. We were more into rock national
mm-hmm.
rock in Argentina, mm-hmm. that type of movement, but not into tango, or folklore, but not into tango. And when I left Argentina, you start to miss things. The first thing you miss is the food, of course. So you call
yes.
your mother for recipes.
Mama!
And then, of course, the music. And the tango is really what represents Argentina. And so I started to, you know, to listen to more tangos and really enjoy tango. The situation in Argentina now is different. You go and all the new generations, the young kids, they go... As they go to the discos, they also go to the what they call tanguerias, which are
really?
Places to dance tango. So it's very fashionable for a teenager or for a very young person in Argentina to know how to dance tango. That's not the case of my generation.
Well, I do think the dance shows on TV in America, at least, have helped an entire generation now or two have some clue as to what some mm-hmm. of the classic dances are. But tango's so rich and wonderful. Are you actually going to take dance lessons, do you think?
Or? Yes, I'm going to.
You
just need to find
that.
The time, but yes.
Oh,
it's something that is in my, you know, in my to-do list.
How neat.
And learn how to dance the tango.
Do you think you'll be able to disengage your brain enough to get your feet going when
yes.
it comes to
yes.
to not be getting too technical about what you're hearing?
Yes. But, you know, I took few tango lessons, and it's quite mm. difficult when you take the traditional Argentine tango.
Yes.
It's based on the steps, and you need to really memorize the steps and work because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of work with your feet. You need to work
yes.
a lot of.
Whole body gets into it where you've been just brain and hands mostly.
Right, so it's just not, you know, let it go.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great. You'll have to come back and give us a status report on your tango lessons at some point.
Okay.
Now, one last quick question. Where can we hear you?
I will be performing at UTEP, my annual faculty recital, on April 25th at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Ah, that'll be wonderful. April 25th, 2:30 in the afternoon.
And that will be a concert that includes a book presentation, an association, a College Music Society Press is publishing my book, which is The Tango in American Piano Music. So in that book, I only talk about the American composers who composed tangos for piano. But I give also an introduction of the history of the tango and how the tango came to the United States.
Where will the performance be?
At the Fox? At Fox Fine Arts.
Fox Fine Arts. Oh, double whammy. Your CD and your book. Congratulations yet again to Dr. Oscar Macchione, Assistant Professor of Piano at UTEP, with his brand new solo CD titled Mostly Tangos, Piano Music from the Americas, and soon to be released, The Tango in American Piano Music, which will be published by April 25th for his performance at 2:30 at the Fox Fine Arts Center. To purchase the CD, you can go to Eroica, EROICA.com, or Archive Music, ARKIVMUSIC.com. Thank you again to Dr. Macchione.
Thank you very much for having me here.